Hi there, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Tim Cummings, and I'm here today with a Goldwave tip for you. As you know, I'm a big fan of Goldwave. It's my primary, actually my only sound editor these days that I use. For those of you who listen to Rick Harmon's podcast, he gave you a good introduction to the program, and I thought I might want to show you a little more advanced feature that actually works quite well. How to preview an edit before you do it. I'm in the interview with Michael Lang. Let me just play you a small selection from that interview right now. I'm using WindowEyes 5.5 here and Goldwave 5.10 actually. And this selection is
12.126 right parent.
12.126 seconds in length. So let's play this back here. That built-in AGC on the PTR2 is incredible.
Well, I like it with a line in, but with a microphone input, I'm not so sure. I think it pumps too much.
What I want to do is edit out when he starts speaking everything up until he says, I think it pumps too much. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play until I get to the beginning of his dialogue, and then I'm going to press pause. And then I'm going to put a start marker right there. So let's do that first here. That built-in AGC on the PTR2 is incredible. Okay, I put the pause, and here's the start marker.
Left bracket.
Let's see if I'm in the right place.
Well, I like it with a line in.
Perfect, okay. So let me now play to the end.
Well, I like it with a line in, but with a microphone input, I'm not so sure.
There we go. Let's put the right bracket here.
Right bracket.
So now here's the sound that we have selected to cut out of this. And by the way, this is a very, if you make this edit, it actually changes kind of the whole tone of the interview. And I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm just doing this as a demonstration. So here's the piece that we want to cut out from the interview here.
Well, I like it with a line in. But with a microphone input, I'm not so sure.
So now the question is, how can we preview this edit without actually deleting it? We could delete it and then listen to how it would sound, and then if we didn't like it, we could undo it and do it again. But there's an easier way, and let me show you how to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to change two settings. So we're going to go right now into the play tab, and we're going to hit F11.
Control properties. Volume, 3 of 6 tab.
Let's move over to the left here.
Record
with a left arrow.
Play.
One
of 6.
Play controls. Okay, and we're going to hit our tab key.
Green play G. Selection. Radio button. Checked.
Okay, the green play button, which is the F4 button here, is set to selection, and we're going to tab down.
Green play G. Loop. Check. Green play G. 14. Yellow play Y. Selection. Radio button checked.
Now this is the yellow play button, and this you use this button by doing a shift plus an F4 or a shift plus spacebar, either one. And we're going to arrow down until we get, I think it's down until we get to unselected.
Yellow play Y. Unselected radio button checked.
Let's get out of this. Let's tab down to OK.
Yellow. OK.
And press Enter.
Goldwave dash lag.
If we hit our F4 key, we will play the portion of the file we just marked off.
Well, I like it with a line in, but...
And if we play the Shift F4, which is the unselected button that we have set, we'll play everything that is outside the start and finish markers here, and which you'll basically hear, as you'll hear from the beginning of the file. This is my second interview with Michael Lang. I interviewed him about... The problem with that is, of course, you're playing the entire file, which you don't want to hear. You just want to hear a couple seconds before this actual part that you've selected. So what we're going to do is going to go into our view menu by hitting the Alt key.
Child system pull down.
And then the letter V for view.
V. All A shift plus A disabled.
And we're going to tab down here.
Specify
arrow, sorry,
Y dialog. Selection preset R preview. Zoom. 1 second E. 10 seconds C.
That's what we want, 10 seconds C, and we'll push Enter.
Menu closed.
So what we've done now is we've set our view to 10 seconds. If we do the Shift plus F4, we'll play the unselected portion of the file. This is my second interview with Michael. Okay, that's what we heard before. But if we move our left arrow a couple of times, we're going to back up and move to a couple seconds before this selected audio that we have, and we're going to hear how the edit will sound. So let's move a couple, push a couple times on the left arrow, and let's do a Shift F4 to play the unselected audio. Thing about the PTR2 that they added was that built-in AGC on the PTR2 is incredible.
I think it pumps too much.
There you go. That's simple as that. That's how the edit will sound, and before you even do it. If you have any questions, you can email me on the Blind Cool Tech List, or my email is thcumings@comcast.net. And if you'd like some more Gold Wave tips, let me know.